Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Chump Chat. It's your boy, Johan Gomez, back with my co-host, Tanner Tessman, and a very special guest, KP, Kevin Paredes, new Wolfsburg signing, U.S. men's national team player. Before we get into it, we want to remind you guys to like, share, and subscribe. If you enjoy the content, turn on post notifications. And yeah, let's get into it. KP, how are you, my boy?
I'm good. Just got to Germany a couple weeks ago, so adapting to stuff. But, it's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, we've seen you on the bench, making the bench right away. Still waiting for that debut, but I'm sure it's coming soon. How have you integrated with the squad and stuff like that?
One, Tanner, my German is trash. It's really bad. I don't know how to speak it that much, but the team's been really helpful so far. I've been adapting pretty well. All the guys are super chill. All of them are super welcoming. The trainings are much tougher than how it was back in the States, but it's been going so well. I've been, the coaches are happy with my, how I'm training, but, I'm just waiting patiently for my time on the field, and I can't wait to, get my first debut.
All right, guys, football might be over the season, but college and pro hoops are in full swing. For all the latest odds, totals, player performances, props to where the next fired coach is going to land, BET Online has all your betting needs. Head over to the website of your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to get started.
Yeah, we can't wait either, bro, to be honest. But when you say trainings are difficult or, tough, what do you mean? Go into detail,
It's more intense, Everything's, so detail-focused, your first touch, your, the pass. I feel like in the States it was a little bit more, I want to say relaxed, but, you don't pay attention as much as things. You have a slight more time on the ball than here. You pay one or two touch, that's it. And, some guys just right there. So, it's mentally transitioning from this. It's I wouldn't say it's tough, but it's like a lot, a lot more thinking than how it was back in DC, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I feel that for sure. I'm sure John feels the same.
Yeah, I mean, you're a young guy, though. I want to ask this before we get into kind of reflecting on 2021. Jogo, obviously, you're tight with Jogo. You were the man at DC, bro. Jogo was the man at Louisville. Now he's at Sociedad. It has been a little bit tough for him going from being the man to nobody really, knows you. Have you dealt with that? Or is that a tough transition also?
Yeah, I mean, DC, I would always be playing, I was the guy to look for on ball and stuff, but then you transition to a new club and, they already had players like that on the team, it's kind of tough because, you want to be that man at all times. But like I said, it's all about being patient because, the right hard work and the right mentality. I know at some point I'll get to that, back to that stage on this team, but, I can't wait till it happens because once it happens, I'm going to start balling up.
Yes, sir. That's what I love to hear, bro. Let's reflect on 2021 real quick because it was huge for you. First pro goal 2021, or was it 2020?
Yeah.
2021 first pro goal, USMNT call up, and some rumored Man City interest. Let's get into that. Was that true? Do you know much about that?
I didn't know much, but
it's true. Yeah, we're confirming it right here on Chump Chat.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
How was that though? I know it was a bummer. Obviously, you were in December with Greg and the guys, but you got injured, pretty early on in camp. How was that, dealing with that, and are you better now?
Yeah, I'm all good now. It sucked because I think 6-7 weeks before that, I tore my hip flexor in a game against Red Bulls. So, that was my very first training back, playing with the U.S., and that was just so difficult, being injured and having that be your first training back. But it went well, I think, for the time I was there and the situation I was in. It went okay, not like how I wanted it to go, but I did well for my situation, I think.
That's good. I mean, how did you feel though, like get in that email from the U.S. Women's National Team and like it actually becoming real? Because like obviously you're a young player on a track where if you do what you do, you're going to get caught up eventually. And it's definitely something you've dreamed of and you see in your sights for sure. Like it's not out, like it's not far-fetched for you. But like actually receiving that email, actually showing up at camp and being with the national team, like describe like what that meant to you.
Yeah, when I got that the email that said I was going, I was like, oh my God, this is like a dream come true, you know? Like ever since I started playing, you know, I always wanted to play in the highest stages. And playing for my country was definitely one of my, you know, big aspiration dreams. So, you know, when I got that email, I was really happy. My family were really happy, we were very emotional, but you know, I knew the job wasn't done yet because I had to go, you know, prove myself and, you know, do well as well. But yeah, it was, you know, just being around the guys, you know, some guys that I've been watching for a while, like Zardes and all of them, like, you know, it was a dream come true, I would say. Like, I couldn't really show that to them, so I wouldn't be like a little fanboy or anything, but like, it was cool to be around them, you know.
Now we're talking about 2021, great year, obviously. But you know what they say, yesterday's success is today's expectation. So 2022 for you, you know, obviously making the move to Wolfsburg, there's a lot of expectations now. It's a World Cup year. Tell me about your goals. You know, what are your goals? What are your goals for your personal success?
Yeah, first off, I would just want to, you know, break in this new team, you know, get consistent minutes. You know, it's all a process and, like, eventually, you know, work my way up to that World Cup roster. I thought this was a, you know, a lot of people thought this was, you know, really unexpected. But, you know, in my mind, I thought this was in the right move at the right time for me to, you know, push for that World Cup roster. I thought going to, you know, to the Bundesliga and, you know, doing well there can really show that I'm ready to play for the full national team in the World Cup. Like I said, it's all about being patient at the right times, that, you know, continue to work hard, continue to show well, that, you know, at the right time, I'll be able to, you know, make that jump with the U.S. first team. So just waiting for my opportunity.
That's a good answer.
Like that?
The calm answer, I'd say. I want to ask you something, though. And we can keep this off record if it's too upfront. But obviously, you know the Americans that have gone to Wolfsburg. And I'm sure that you heard some whispers here and there. A lot of people didn't want you or anyone to go to Wolfsburg. It's not the greatest history so far with Americans there. I won't mention any names. But, you know, was that something in the back of your mind? Or obviously yours was different because they paid for you. But, you know, was that something you thought about at all?
I honestly didn't think about it at all. The amount of interest and love I think this club has shown me throughout, you know, the process of, you know, coming to here, watching my games, giving feedback, it never really crossed my mind at all. And even to this day, like, you know, while I'm at the club, you know, I don't feel out of place with, you know, with the guys, with the staff, with coaches. I don't feel any weird anything. Like, they've always showed, you know, love and support, and they really see the best of me, and, you know, I'm just, I think that's never crossed my mind at all. You know, they've been great to me so far, and, you know, they say I'm going to get my opportunity. I'm going to play, you know, a big role at some point. And it's all about how, you know, how I play in that, I think.
I agree. That's good. I agree. It's a good mentality to have.
So obviously it's a big jump going to Europe, right? And things are different, and you're probably seeing the culture change, and obviously soccer's probably let you travel the world a bit, but how's it been? I don't know if you're in relation with him or whatever, but how's it been having American there, Brooks, making it easier? How's it on and off the field? What's it like with him?
Yeah, Jay's actually a really cool guy. He got me into yoga, like every morning doing yoga.
I'm into yoga.
Yeah. We have some really, like, I wouldn't say strict yoga instructor, but like she really wants me there because, you know, I'm not the most flexible and stuff. So she really wants me there, and Jay's always there. So he's, you know, really, like, since I've been here, you know, he knew how difficult it was going to be for me because, you know, my parents didn't come, you know, I was by myself. I mean, I had my agent for a little bit here, but, you know, anything I need or any questions I need, he translates everything for me. So, you know, having another American there is cool. So I don't feel left out or anything. So it's been chill so far.
That's good. That's what you need.
Definitely.
Just a little sprinkle of home, you know, that's all you need. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, exactly. So what position do they have you playing out there right now?
So far, I've been playing, you know, my normal left wing back. Been playing a little bit of right wing back, and also, you know, we play with like the wingers, but more tucked in, like as like kind of 10. So I've been playing those three positions mainly a lot. And, you know, when I'm in my left wing back, that's where I'm more comfortable in. But, you know, the other positions as well, like I don't really feel out of place in those positions. I don't feel like, oh, like this is like a weak point for me, you know? So those are three positions they see me as. And, you know, it's been going well so far during training.
Yeah, so that was actually two of the questions from our fans. One said best position, and one said what's your favorite position. So you just said what, left wing back is your favorite and best, you think?
I don't know. Since last season I played left wing back the most, I would say that's, as of right now, my most comfortable position, I would say, because, you know, I started adapting a little bit more on the defensive side. So I would say left wing back is definitely my most comfortable or the best at the moment, but my most favorite is probably playing that either the left or right wing. I would say right wing because I play there a lot during the academy and with the youth national team, so I can cut in my left and stuff. But yeah, I'd say right wing is probably my favorite, but the best right now, I'd say left wing back.
That's good. I think the same. You know, I'll be watching the boys, so obviously I think a lot of players like playing up top, you know, winger, but a lot of our fans actually asked, or they commented, they, and I seen on Twitter when you made the move, like, why not another year in the MLS to prove yourself even more and then make the jump, because it maybe be more interest or whatever it may be. But why do you think now was like the time for you to go?
I also saw a lot of that, and I was, you know, no one knows really the backstory or, you know, how hard I worked or how hard my family worked or, you know, the current situation. But, you know, I've always been confident in myself, and I'm not going to let, you know, this, you know, a new team, one of the best leagues in the world, try to scare me or anything like that. You know, I was up for the challenge. I love the challenge. I love, you know, I would say the underdog, but I like to, like, the back, you know, I like to be in the back so I can show and prove to everyone that, you know, I'm different. I'm not like the rest of everyone. So, you know, it's time to, you know, prove myself, I would say.
That's a good answer. I like that.
I like to hear that. And all I know is I've known about you for years now, obviously because of Jogo and stuff. And I remember, I never seen you play, but I mean, admittedly, maybe you weren't as big as of a name as like the other bigger O3s, like Pepe originally. But I remember my dad watched you play. And he was like, that kid is good. The kid is really good. And then I was like, okay. I was like, okay. And then Jogo was like, he's really good. I was like, okay, okay. And then, so it wasn't really surprising he started blowing up. I mean, it's obviously you have confidence in yourself. Like you said, confidence is a hell of a drug, really. So if I can give you any advice, you know, just use that confidence no matter where you are and you'll continue to be successful. But talking about advice, I've got a couple questions from young guys here. And they want to know if you have any advice for young footballers coming up.
Yeah, like you said, like, you know, I would say during the academy, even in my own academy, at one point I was like a third string, fourth string winger. So like, I know what it feels like to not be playing. I know what it feels like to be at the bottom of the pack. But at the same time, I never, you know, I took that as disrespect. I always take it as disrespect because I know how much potential and how well I can play. I know how much confidence I have. So anytime I'm not, you know, in the starting 11, I use that as motivation, the disrespect as motivation. And, you know, the next day in training, I want to be the best player. I want to be the best player in the training. I want to make sure I crush whoever's in front of me and the next guy who's in front of me, the next guy who's in front of me. And that's the same thing I'm trying to do here. You know, I didn't play the first two games. I don't find that as disrespect or anything, but I use it as motivation. You know, I'm not playing, and I love to play. You know, I don't like to watch, even though it's great games to watch. But you know, I want to be playing. I want to be contributing. I want to be, you know, scoring. You know, just being myself on the field. So my advice would be, you know, through adversity, don't let, you know, that you're not playing, you know, bring you down or stop working hard or anything like that. You know, just continue to, you know, show your best in training, show your best in games, so that at one point it's all gonna fall through, and it's all going to work out with the right mentality, the right, you know, efforts during training. So that's what I think, that's my advice.
Love that, G. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's good, bro. And you need to stay with that, for real.
Yeah.
You need to stay with that because it's going to get tough. I mean, I've experienced it a bit. I'm sure John's experienced a bit. And in football, things change so quick. Like, you won't play for 5 games and then you'll start the next game and it's an important game that you need to win, maybe for a spot in Europa League, Champions League, or from relegation or a cup game. So it's important to always be, whatever happens for the decision for the coach to play or not play, that doesn't affect you. You know what I mean? Like, you always train the same way. You always bring the same energy, the same confidence with your teammates, and then the rest will take care of itself. So if you stick to that, I think you'll do well, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you talk about motivation and just looking at maybe other guys for motivation also. And someone asked, obviously you've already talked about the jump, so I'm not going to ask that part of the question, but they asked if you look to guys like Weston and Pulisic and you look at maybe this club, obviously Wolfsburg is a huge club. So, but obviously the teams they play for, Juventus, Chelsea, just a whole other tier. So do you look at this like a stepping stone to those kind of clubs? And is that kind of the level that you want to reach eventually? Nothing's more important than peace of mind. NordVPN is here to give you peace of mind. And with all the threats that you face today online, it's so important to be sure that you have the best VPN that you can get. NordVPN is the world's best VPN service, offering the fastest connectivity, most servers, and next-gen encryption to make sure that everything you do online stays secure. Plus, you can use NordVPN on all of your computers and devices, no matter the operating system. With NordVPN's unlimited bandwidth, you never have to worry about a slow connection either. And plans start at under $4 per month.
So grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/believe or use code believe. That's BLEAV to get up to 70% off your NordVPN plan plus one additional month for free. It's also risk-free with Nord's 30-day money back guarantee. NordVPN, code believe.
Yeah, you know, those, I think those guys really, you know, set it for us young Americans, gave us a platform, gave us, you know, a stage to, you know, or a dream to, you know, eventually become, you know, they're doing so well for their clubs and they're, you know, the best in our country at the moment. So like, you know, that pushes me, that gives me motivation. It's like, oh, they're doing as well. We're all American. Like we can all do it. Anyone can do it. So that gives, you know, this step for me, like a really good motivation push to, you know, if I'm doing well here, maybe I can make that next step to, you know, a team like they are in. And, you know, just continue, you know, pushing that, you know, American stride in Europe, having, you know, younger players than me to make that push as well. So I think, you know, they really set it high for all of us. And it's just our job to, you know, fulfill it and for the younger generations to come up and do the exact same thing.
You got a dream club?
Dream club, definitely Barcelona. I'm a big Barca fan.
So that'll be still, though, like, they're so washed up. I've been talking about it with some guy, like the guys here. It's like we grew up in a generation that was like Real Madrid, Barca, you know, like that's like the goal. But like now it's just like I feel like this generation is not going to be Barcelona, Real Madrid. I don't know. Obviously they could pull it back, but I just don't see them, either of them, like competing in the Champions League nearly as much in the next like 7 years. I don't know. It depends who they buy as well. If they get Mbappe, things change, but
I think Mbappe and Haaland will both both those clubs. That's why I think they'll come back. They'll come back this summer, I think.
Ansu Fati is about to be a menace, I swear. So
yeah, but he's injured all the time, though.
Yeah, he's injured way too much, bro.
He's still young, though.
He is young. Body. Yeah, it's just always tough, those injuries, bro. Because then you get, like, a little bit of momentum going, and then it's like you injure yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So nice. This is a bit of a silly question, but someone asked it. And they said, I guess they know that you're close to Jogo. And so they said, have you convinced Jogo not to play for Mexico?
Yes. You know what? I'm going to say yes, because I feel like whenever me and Jogo are on the left side, I have like the best connection with him on the left side. So like, you know, I don't want to lose it, you know, and Jogo's my guy. So I like, of course, I'm going to like kind of push him to play for him. But I told him like, hey man, this is my opinion. You know, we gotta keep that connection going. But you know, wherever your heart's at. You know, I can't really change what your heart said. But you know, that left side goes crazy whenever we play together. So that's all I got. That's all I told him.
I like that.
Um,
Well, I'm going to go into our signature question here. The whole thing that we do is success defined. We define success. It's crazy. It's a good concept because everyone's definition of success is so different. You know, hearing you speak about it, about your goals, everyone's goals are different, you know? So I want to ask you, bro, like you're still a young guy, but what do you think success is? And do you think you've achieved it yet?
Success for me, I don't think I, you know, even got close to it at all. You know, success for me, you know, I always relate that back to my family. Cause you know, they gave me, my brother, so much, the things they did off the field that no one, you know, saw at all, but they only saw Kevin. It's just way, it's beyond the things I can, you know, ever do in my life. So, you know, my goal is to, you know, help back, you know, once I get that stage, like right now, I can definitely help back with my family back home in the DR, and just, you know, fulfill the Paredes name at the highest level, you know, the biggest stage, you know, so they, yeah, my dream always was to play in a World Cup, play in Champions League, and they always pushed me to, you know, to that stage. They never made soccer for me like a job. Oh, you have to go pro, this, that. They allowed me to have fun with it, and I think that's why I was so successful. You know, some parents, you know, really, you know, push that on their kids, like, oh, you got to do this, that. They're really chill about it. You know, if I liked it, they continued to support me about it, and that's how I found my most success. I think just being, you know, calm, relaxed whenever I was on the field, and you know, they always helped me and strive me so I can, you know, be the best myself. So I still don't think I'm at that point at all. And when it does happen, I think that's when I find that I'll be the most successful.
I can appreciate that answer. It's always interesting because some people talk about family like you, or some people talk about money. You know, it's, you know, a lot of people think that money, you know, intertwines with success, and we're not the kind of people who disagree with any of that, but it's just, like I said, interesting to see kind of what page everyone is on. But I think, bro, if you can see down this path, for sure, like, obviously to a lot of those kids that look up to you, you're already successful. I mean, you're living the dream already, but that's the good thing about your hunger, is that you always want more. But yeah, bro, I mean, hopefully in that World Cup,
what do you think for you would be like, yeah, like I'm successful, I made it, like that's it, like this is like, I don't want more, like I've done it.
I would say one, definitely playing, like winning a World Cup, probably winning a World Cup, Champions League, making sure my family's, and you know, doesn't have to worry about work anymore, that we're all together and we're living good for the rest of our life. I think that's when I would say we're good. I think that's it.
That's interesting. So you think success is based on winning?
I want to say 100% on winning, but just making sure the people around me are good. Like the people I find close to, the people that watch me, you know, first pick up a ball, first make my steps, and been throughout the whole way. Yeah, I guess.
A good answer.
You got a girlfriend or no?
No way.
You got a girlfriend, bro. No way.
It's not like it's
complicated. I hope she's not listening.
It's on and off. I'll say that. It's on and off.
So you trying long distance or no?
Trying.
So you think, but you think the reason I asked though is because you think, for you, like for other people we've asked, their answer involves, you know, finding a partner for life and that being successful, having a family, kids. Is that also part of the picture for you? Maybe, you know, down the road, having your career somewhere along the line, you start a family. Is that something you want to do? Is that something you can be, like, that's something you could be successful at if that's something you want to do? You feel me? So is that something you want to do or are in the process of? I know you're young, but.
Oh yeah, for sure. So I'm not like really thinking about that like right now, but definitely later in life. You know, I wanna have my kids like the exact same way. I wanna be I wanna be like my parents to my kids. I'll say it like that, because they were so good. You know, I want my kids to be happy, I want my wife to be happy, I want my parents to be happy. So Yeah, I say that later in the future. Kid stuff right now is not in my mind right now. You know?
Yeah, no, fingers crossed, bro. Fingers crossed. You never know.
For sure.
Kill me too.
You might not plan it, but hey. No, yeah, I'm playing. But seriously, this is something I want to ask you. Completely change the topic. It'll be good to see your answer, because if you give an interesting answer, we can definitely use this as like a headline or something. We can post it. But someone asked, what do you think the biggest obstacle is in U.S. soccer, like as far as development? Like, why is the U.S. barely taking off in soccer now? Did you find any obstacles when you were going up into DC Academy? And actually, that's interesting, because I heard DC Academy is pay to play. Is that true?
It was, yeah. It was pay to play. I would say, me personally, the biggest obstacle was always being the smaller player and like hardly being noticed for it, you know, because like when I was 8, 9 around there, even throughout when I was 16, like that, you know, the age and development was always crucial. It's crucial for, you know, every young player. And I was always, you know, the smallest player, the weakest player, but, you know, I found ways to win. And I think I carried that until I was, you know, 16. Once I started, you know, getting a little taller, putting a little bit more weight. I'm not strong at all, but like I can, you know, I can hold my own at some stage. But, you know, when you're the smaller player, you're the little weaker player, you're not always out there. Like the bigger player, the stronger player, the faster player. And like I would be like, I'll say like U14s, the U13s, when they started the youth national teams, I think that's the age that started. And I was playing up U14s. I was killing it. I was, you know, just, I had, I don't know, 16, 17 goals as an 03 playing up with the O2s. And I thought for sure, I'm going to be with the U.S. Like, I'm going to go to this camp. They went to Croatia, I think. And being that team. But then eventually, you know, I learned that I wasn't on the team because of my size, because I actually went to a camp in Chula Vista, and I met with the scouting guy for the East Coast, I think. And he always told me that, like, oh, like, you know, you've always been a great player, but you've always been undersized, underdeveloped, all of this. But he told me I was one of the best players, best wingers that he's seen. But yeah, I think that's a really, really crucial part of my life and my development, of always like knowing that, oh, I was a smaller player, but I was a good player as well. And I think that's a problem, because I know for sure there's, you know, players like me that are smaller, you know, weaker, but got the skill, got the heart, got the hunger that, you know, might not be seen. So I would say that.
I like that.
That's crazy though to think about, because I find that so hard. I agree with you 100%, because I think that's something U.S. soccer definitely needs to improve on, is just like with young players, like they should be looking at certain traits, not like, I mean, bro, you're 14, like who's developed at 14. But it's funny, because when I was in Dallas, they had this national team camp, and it was for like, I mean, at the time we were like 15, 16.
Now for a quick ad break. What I'm about to say might shock you, but the greatest quarterback of all time is not just a GOAT on the field, he's a GOAT when it comes to investing too. He invests in stocks, crypto, and even art. Now you can invest like the GOAT with Masterworks. That's right, Masterworks. Masterworks is an investing platform that lets you buy shares representing an investment in art from icons like Picasso, Monet, and Warhol. Art price outpaced the S&P 500 in 164% from 1992 to 2021. Get priority access with their gameplay promo. Go to masterworks.art/believe. That's masterworks.art/BLEAV. See important disclosures at masterworks.io/disclaimer. Go to it.
But it was like, you had to be all the players they called. Like it was like a January camp. Basically, they called a bunch of players, like 40 players. But it was all players that were like under a certain height. It was like
futures camp. Futures,
yeah, camp. Futures, yeah, camp, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And I,
yeah,
was like, to me, that was like the wildest thing. Like it just made no sense to me at the time. But I, like, it was just, yeah, I don't know. But
Yeah, I was in that camp. They had it in LA, and LA Galaxy's LA Galaxy's place, and they had the Croatia trip, and right after, they had the Croatia trip, and then after they picked, you know, I think it was they combined O2s and O3s, so I think it was like 22 O3s and 22 O2s. And we all like mixed together, and it was just like everyone like really small, really, you know, but they called it the Futures Camp because they can see our potential, but we're not, you know, we're not
physically developed,
you know, physically there. Yeah. Physically there.
That's wild to me. Bro.
I mean,
I think that's definitely a problem for sure.
No, yeah, sure. But honestly, I'd say it happens in Europe too. Like, don't be, especially in Germany, bro. Don't be surprised. Like if they tell you like, oh, you're not ready because you're not strong enough or whatever it may be, like, that's something I've been dealing with too. And even in the US, they always tell me I was too short to be a striker. And that's something I'm still dealing with even here. They tell me like, oh, you're better suited like as a 10 or in the midfield. Like, you're not as strong, as big as the other guys. Bro, like you said, like what matters is the heart, the fight, you know, just prove them wrong. I think you have the mentality for that. So I think you'll be perfectly fine, bro. You already made it this far. So, yeah. Anything else, then?
I think we good, bro.
I think we straight.
I'm trying to think. I'm looking at it. I don't know.
I got one
question.
All right, bet.
I don't know if you were gonna ask it in the outro, but we always do this thing, KP, where we ask the guests who they want to see next on Chum Chat. So for you, now you're gonna start watching Chum Chat every week because we upload every Monday at 6 p.m. For the fans, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music. But we want to know who you want to see next on Chum Chat. It could be anybody. It doesn't have to be a player, whatever. Okay. Anybody.
You don't even have to know him. It can be anyone.
I got a couple of players in mind. So definitely Justin's one of them. Kobe Henry from Orange County. He's a center back. And yeah. I want to hear what my boys at DC got to say. So Griffin or Moses, you know?
All right.
Okay. We like that.
Yeah.
You gave us some options. I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that, bro.
And have you guys done Dante Seeley?
Yeah, we had two parts with Dante.
Dante, bro.
Yeah, that was one of my more popular ones because actually, obviously, we know Dante from time. Like, we played with him. He roomed with us, so we were hella tight. It was literally just like we weren't even interviewing Dante, him. Like, we were trying to interview him, but we would start laughing. So there was one point where we had to turn off the cameras.
Yo,
it was too funny, bro. And we did like a segment where we would go on like. I screen shared my screen and then we were just roasting people's Instagrams. So that was funny. But yeah, bro, no, thank you for coming on. And thank you to the fans for tuning in. If you made it this far, go show my boy love. Anthony, I think we'll have your Instagram popped up throughout the whole clip. Your Twitter is the same as your Instagram?
Yeah, I think so.
Perfect. Yeah. This episode was presented by BET Online. If you guys like this episode, make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Go show Kevin love. KP, this is his season. Tune into Wolfsburg. As we always say, go find your own success. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.